Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, May 7th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, it's A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey in the second part of our latest chat. Birthdays, Johannes Brahms, the classical composer born this day in 1833, and Peter Tchaikovsky, born in 1840 on this day. Gary Cooper, born May 7th, 1901. Football great Johnny Unitas, born May 7th, 1933. He led the Baltimore Colts to the NFL title over the New York Giants in 1958 in what is still known as the greatest game ever played.
For the first time in National League history, a game goes into sudden death overtime. After the Giants failed to advance the ball, Unitas takes over, masterminding an 80-yard downfield drive.
In 1915, in the early days of World War I, a German submarine sinks the British cruise ship, the Lusitania. From The Blaze, Real History.
At 2:10 p.m. on May 7th, 1915, that torpedo struck the Lusitania. 18 minutes later, she was at the bottom.
On this day in 1965... Keith Richards, you know already it's a great story, wakes up from a dream and records the opening riff of Satisfaction into a cassette recorder from NPR.
I go to bed as usual with my guitar, and I wake up the next morning. I see that the tape has run to the very end. So I put it back to the beginning and push play. And there, in some sort of ghostly version, is... I can't get no satisfaction. And after that, there's, I don't know, 40 minutes of me snoring.
Number one on the charts this day in 1958, and I apologize for this in advance, David Seville, who later conceived of Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Witch Doctor.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Well, that's enough of that. On the KETR events calendar, Saturday morning in downtown Commerce, a Mother's Day 5K fun run and walk. It starts at 8 a.m. Registration begins at 7:30 at 1100 Bonham. And the Farmers Market in downtown Commerce. All proceeds will benefit Project Graduation, Class of 2014. The entry fee is $30. For more information, call 903-886-3751, 903-886-3751, and ask for Christy Davidson. The Mother's Day 5K Fun Run and Walk, 8 a.m. Saturday in downtown Commerce. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from Johnny Unitas, whose birthday was May 7th. Conceit is bragging about yourself. Confidence means you believe you can get the job done. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
We're continuing a conversation with Ryan from Monday in which he said he believes the day could come when A&M Commerce becomes a member of NCAA Division I.
And we need to become more competitive. I think we have to get a bigger share of the marketplace, if you will, from a Metroplex standpoint, in order for us to become really attractive. That's going to take time. I think we have a lot of good qualities. I think we have a lot of things, and we're similar to, especially if you look at the Southland Conference, and I think if you look at that league from top to bottom, I think we fit in well there geographically. You know, we used to be with a lot of those schools as it was in the Lone Star, so I think we fit nicely in there. But is that where we need to go? You know, that's more, does Division I fit in line with our institutional mission and those type of things? I mean, those are questions to be asked, you know, later on. But, yeah, I mean, I think, could we? Absolutely. Will we? I don't know.
Let's talk about, let's bring it back home here, and talk about some of the things that are going on right now. Floor in the field house, where's that stand right
Absolutely.
Now?
We are wrapping up the process now of getting everything, all the lines down, and so everything should be wrapping up pretty nicely here. Getting ready to put the last coat of sealant and polyurethane on it, so it's really ought to be done right here before graduation. And it's really, really turned out nice. I'm really, really proud of the way this turned out. I think people are going to be excited about the way it looks.
So. What kind of wood is that?
It is a maple floor. It's a maple floor. Connor Sport Flooring System is the group, is the company that did it. And then Z Floor Sport Flooring is the company out of Lake Dallas that actually installed it. And those guys have done a phenomenal job. It is a quality floor. It is a... It's a top of the line basketball floor and competition surface, and it's really going to give us a lot of spring. You know, it's going to help from a give standpoint, which is I think will help some of our injuries, maybe reduce some of those, especially from a volleyball standpoint with the constant, you know, up and down from a female standpoint. So I think it's really going to help us in the long run.
And then the softball facility.
Yeah, absolutely. We met with the architect last week, and we're starting to move forward with that. So you ought to be able to see some good movement here within the next couple of weeks with the softball facility. But everything's on schedule, and we should have it up and running sometime by September 1, you know, middle of September at the latest. So it's going to be a really nice facility for us, and I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Now, there's already been some dirt moving out
there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we really moved some dirt, really, one, to kind of see what was underneath what we were getting ourselves into. But two, to kind of get that site work moving and some of those things. So I think we're in pretty good shape out there. We certainly dug up a lot of concrete, a lot of rebar, some old telephone lines and things like that. But didn't dig up any bodies or anything. So that's always a plus. But for the most part, we're in pretty good shape out there.
So. Now you told me before that's going to be an artificial turf.
It is. Yes, it's going to be a full artificial turf surface.
So no dirt at all.
No dirt at all. The whole field will be artificial, which will be good for us. It will allow us to be a very multi-purpose facility. I think you'll see we'll be able to host a lot of tournaments. Mm-hmm. The turnover on that will be a lot quicker. Obviously, from a weather standpoint, we don't have to worry about the field being wet because it'll soak right through. So it'll be really good for us, and we ought to be able to host a lot of events there.
Is that pretty common now in college softball?
I think it's getting there, especially from a softball standpoint. You won't see it as much as baseball just because of the sheer square footage that a baseball field is. But I think from a softball standpoint, you will. I mean, if you look at our league as it is, I mean, West Texas has it. Angelo has it now. I think Metro State is going there from our region standpoint. So you see a lot of people that are going in that direction.
Mm-hmm. You've had a couple of UIL track meets at Memorial Stadium. Big crowds.
Really have. Been really good. Been really impressed with what those high schools have done, and really been some quality track athletes out there.
Yeah, and that's got to be good for your program to bring those people, and those kids are athletes, might be interested in coming here either for track or maybe some other sport.
Some of them we signed. We were able to the young man from Paris that was in the 4x1 and the 200. He signed for us for football. And I was talking to Coach Garthel yesterday actually, and he mentioned we were talking about that. And he mentioned the fact that young man, when he got the baton, I guess in the 4x1, there was a guy in front of him that had signed to go to A&M as a defensive back, and he walked him down.
Texas A&M College Station.
Yeah, absolutely. SEC. Mm-hmm. So our guy ran this guy down that's going to go play in SEC. And then the 200, the guy from that signed with Baylor, he walked him down as well. You know, again, I think that's what's so attractive to our coaches when they're coming in here. We have an open coaching spot. Is there so much talent around us that if we can get into that and tap into that, I mean, these coaches get really excited about it. So good.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
John.
Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.